Yo, what's going on? It's your boy, the professional. You want to call me Dr. Seuss, the professional. It is what it is. We here. Excuse my brilliance, because I'm about to put you onto some game. This shit's going to make you offended, and it don't really matter to me, because I don't give them two shits. But NYC, you already know, stand up. I'm here. I'm talking my ish. I'm bringing you game. You know, I've been around the way a little bit, but, yo, what we talking about today? Today we talking about, let's talk about IG. Let's talk about what's really going on. Let's talk about clout chasing. Let's talk about that. You know, everybody be covering the media, how they feel, they see it. And the funny thing is that the way people see things in their mind, that's just their truth, their reality. It's not objective. It's not the objective truth. You know, like, I like, you know who I like? I like Star. Star from the morning show. The Star Report. I used to listen to Star when I was in high school, junior high school. Man, that dude is super objective. People would be like, oh, he's a hater, he's this, he talks a lot of shit. But the dude is objective, man. He calls it like he see it. There's not a lot of cock riding, dick sucking. You know, niggas could call him a clown, niggas could call him what he want, but he talk, you know, he tells it like it is. He calls it for what it is. And that's what a lot of dudes is doing today. Like, they not calling it like it is. They wanna start vlogs. They wanna start their little podcast, and they wanna give their perspective on how they see the world. And it's mostly just gossip. These motherfuckers are gossiping. These niggas think that they starting vlogs and they reporting news media, or they reporting hip hop media, and it's like 10 minutes of straight gossip of how they see the picture in their mind of how this world is being not depicted, but how they depict the world, or how they depict situations that's happening, instead of calling it like it is. Situation could be this and this and that. Motherfuckers would do shit for clout, and they look like bozos. But then niggas would just have a whole story in their mind, because that's how they depict the world, or they depict the situation. So then you can, yo, I'm a fan of psychology, man. I love psychology. When I hear people speak, when I hear people rant, or when I hear the things people say show the way they think and how they depict things. And it shows why they act the way they act, why they say the things they say. Man, it's an interesting thing, I swear. A lot of people are not big on psychology, man. You know, they just running around here like hoes, just exposing the way they think. You know, a lot of dudes and a lot of chicks, they're just like dick riding clout chasers. And it's very obvious. It's like if you was to see somebody walking down the street with a fucking gun bullet wound to their head, it's easy to notice, right? You could notice that someone has a bullet wound to their head as they're walking down the street. So it's like the same thing with everyone else. They're out here dick riding, clout chasing, saying shit out of their mouth. And it's just so easy to notice what they think and how they are. They expose themselves for what they are. You know what I'm saying? The shit is outrageous. We live in a time where there's no human connection, so people could hide behind a screen, not read the comments, and cognitive dissonance themselves from any type of scrutiny or criticism, objective criticism, and like they just run through life like that, and there's no consequences to their actions, and it just spins out of control. And so we have like a big viral circus going on out here. Anyway, I'm all over the place with this shit. So we talking about clout chasers. You bitches is clout chasing. You niggas is clout chasing. You know, that's a form of selling your soul. That's a form of selling your soul. Now don't fucking mix me up with these fucking crazy, kooky, sell your soul to the devil motherfuckers, because that's not what it is. Selling your soul is a figurative, like, language. It's a figure of speech. It's like you're selling your dignity. You understand? So these motherfuckers out here selling their dignity, hoeing themselves out for clicks, for ads, hoeing themselves out. Yo, it's wild. They do it for clout rather than dollars. But it is what it is. Not bitter, because, nigga, I get money. Fuck out of here. This is what it is, man. I'm putting you on the game. This is the era we in. We in the clout era. Oh shit, the clout era. And you know, everybody starting a podcast, everybody could talk your shit. I'm gonna do it too. I'm on Anchor right now, by the way. I'm starting my podcast. I could do it right from my fucking phone. I could talk my ish, and I could bring y'all that raw and uncut. You know, you let me know. You could comment. You could respond. You let me know what you want to hear or what you need me to talk about. I ask me a question, I answer it to you, like, unfiltered. I don't give a shit. But it is what it is, man. It's the clout era. People rather get attention than that bag. I've always like grew up knowing the opposite. Like, we always want to get that bag behind the scenes. We don't care too much about attention, because privacy is a luxury. Privacy is a luxury. How people don't know that? You know what I'm saying? I don't think they understand that part. Yo, first of all, you got women that are not genuine. They on your, and then, all right, if you want to use them as thots, as hookers, as whatever the hell, that's just basically what it is. You're using them as a hooker because you're giving them bread so they can suck your dick and go spend the night out with you. They hookers, yo. That's just what it is. But it's never genuine. It's not genuine. It ain't real. It ain't raw. Like, and then the chicks, you, like, niggas don't care. Niggas is trying to throw a couple dollars at you and crack your fucking cheeks. They trying to, you know, they trying to bust your cheeks open. They don't give a fuck. Like, we sure don't give a fuck. Unless niggas wifing you, then that's cool. But niggas is just trying to beat them cheeks at the end of the night. Go get your surgery and sell your ass, because that's all you basically doing. Like, all this other clout shit, unless you're trying to get, like, a basketball player to wife you up, a rapper to wife you up. And even then, that shit spins out of control, because you in it for the wrong reason. You just trying to get the chicken. You trying to get the bread. And that relationship ain't genuine. How that's going to work out? You with a nigga wearing dresses, and you with a nigga that's you know, all weird and shit. You think you popping for the clout. You know, you trying to get put on. That's the thing. They ain't even trying to be with a relationship with a rapper. They just trying to suck a rapper dick, get put on for clout, and fuck around and be in a Nicki video, or fuck around and be in any other video, in a Cardi video, any video, any female video, or Iggy Azalea video, I'm a Kim K video, and I'm just gonna name drop everybody, because there's not specifics. There's no specifics of who I'm talking about. This is just like everybody. This is this generation. No, and I'm not old. Like, I'm a part of this generation too. Like, but I'm in a generation like right before it. You know, I was born in the late 80s, grew up in the 90s. You know what I'm saying? Like, my shit was, I like Rough Riders, DMX, Big Pun, The Lox, Jay the Fabulous. Like, those was my rappers. You know what I'm saying? Who else was I like that was popping? 50 was good. Jay-Z, Nas. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was listening to everything. Even, like, after 90s, like, you know, Cash Money. That was my shit. We grew up in an era of clout chasing for attention. Nah, you just did what you did. No, this shit is turning out of control, man. Like, Lord knows what it's gonna be in the next 5 to 10 years, man. What type of lifestyle we're gonna be leading ourselves into? This shit is the thirst is real out here. These bitches is trying to get pregnant for clout. So they can sell the story to TMZ, so they can fucking get a baby check for 18 years. This shit is disgusting, yo. It's a zoo out here. It's a fucking zoo. And I'm here to bring it to you raw and uncut. It's the professional. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean, Johnny Salami? I tell you like it is. Don't make me break your fucking legs. I'ma put you on to game, man. I'ma let you know what to watch out for, what not to watch out for. You know, don't be hanging around fucking dudes that's going to be hating on you. They hate on you worse than women. You know what I'm saying? All you need is one good woman behind you and to get that bag, my man. Yeah, I'm going to teach you fellas, man, what you need to do, to what to avoid and what not to do. Be about your bag. Be about your business. Stop fucking with these hoes, man. These hoes is out for your bag. And they fucking around taking a bread home to daddy. You know what I'm saying? know, you want to crack a couple of holes one here and there just to say you beat the cheeks, then fine. Keep your distance. Don't be letting all these holes in your business. Don't be letting them all in your finances. You know what I'm saying? Get them out of here. Get them out of here. Don't let them in your circle. Don't even have a circle. Get the fuck out of here. You know, do your thing and keep it pushing. Privacy is luxury. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what you niggas thought. Y'all niggas want to be exposing yourself. Y'all niggas want to be on the gram talking about what you do, what you this, what you that. Like, bruh. Why niggas ain't just showing themselves in a graduation? Why they ain't showing themselves reading a new book for the week? Why they ain't showing themselves like... I don't know. These niggas want to be too much clout. Like, there's niggas that snitching on themselves for clout. For who? For what? These niggas is not putting food on your table. These niggas is not... Like, what you think? For a like? For a comment? For a share? Y'all crazy. Mentally ill, yo. The hood is mentally ill. That's a fact. The hood is mentally ill. You never see others like this. You know what I'm saying? And don't think that the hood means race. Because there's white people that live in the hood. It's called a trailer park. They mentally ill too. Ah, man. All hoods, they mentally ill. That's why they there. And their biggest mental illness is fear. Irresponsibility, laziness, insanity. You know what I'm saying? Nobody want to talk about it. I'm going to put you onto game. Let me wake you up and put you onto game. You know what I'm saying? Let's do it like that. But yo, man, y'all guys have a happy holidays. Fuck that. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy New Year. You know, I'm going to do what I do. I'm going to talk my ish, the professional, because I'm a fucking professional at everything I do. Dr. Zeus, man, because I'm a doctor, psychologist. I'm going to bring it to you. I'm going to let you know what's wrong with you motherfuckers. You niggas be tricking money, eating bitches' asses, and y'all just met them. Y'all crazy. Where they do that at, man? That's that 2018 shit. Come on, man. I remember in junior high school, we used to have three-way conversations. You could talk to people. You felt their energy. Now you want some texting and screenshotting shit, selling it to Shade Room. Get the fuck out of here. What type of exposo game is this? Shit is a bozo exposed game. Like, your privacy is luxury, man. What's all this bullshit? Where you spreading everything around? Now you making yourself look like a bozo. And people be trying to, you know, edit out and color out their message so they don't look stupid. And they just want to show the message of the other person. This game is crazy, man. This game is crazy. I don't know what things are happening. You know, what the fuck is going on. But this shit needs to stop. Man. Let me absorb all this shit. And let me get back to you motherfuckers. Because it's insanity. Idiocracy. It's a zoo. I'm out, man. I'ma come back. I'll be back soon. Let's take a quick break. But my break's gonna be this episode, man. Fuck that. I'll come back next episode and I'll come at you with a. We'll finish talking about clout chasing, and we'll finish talking about people, you know, exposing their life or exposing their vulnerabilities for attention. Attention, like, I don't know what they really want to accomplish. They want attention from it. It's acceptance, you know. It's most likely the self-esteem issue. Yeah, I just hit you with it right there. That's it, man. Self-esteem. You know, it's just when they get their ego boosted. And that's it. All right, man, over and out. Next episode, we'll get into things, into more detail. I got to take all this shit in. This is all brand new to me.